Hannah.
Deanna.
Hi.
Cody Stowe for both of you.
Thank you, Cody Stowe. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. As we
Jasmine.
Cody Stowe, Jasmine.
Cody Stowe.
As we normally do with our Rosh Chodesh connections, we will start with the verse from the Zohar. This is has the energy of certainty. It's from Parsha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And as we will learn in our discussion tonight about the month of Kislev, certainty is the tool that is extremely helpful during this month of Kislev, this month of miracles. We will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabar ichu ishkin tei b'yiluur u'kiluur u'yachim yudhei b'vavhe b'yichud ha'shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, la'ehino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar, dekama atar, tanenan dekud shabarichu, koma diaved le'elah. Witatakola ihu kishot beovadadikshot belelach mila bealma divae barnash ledachya lea minea ulan hagabea kelana dehakuhu Ovada dikshot, inun lekola itzterich bialma. The handout for the month of Kislev can be found on the unique astrological times link. And that link can be found on any of the Yeshem web pages. Underneath the two pictures on the right, click on Unique Astrological Times. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And our handout for tonight is Kislev handout for the year 5778. And we're going to start reading for the section. It's about an inch down, scroll down about an inch. Its title is Ancient Hebrew Astrology Connections. And normally I don't read this section. I mean, it's there for you to read in any of the months. But I decided this month, which has a number of questions, which has energies that are really unusual. And so it's really good to make connections with these different understandings to help us understand the month of Kislev. On a simplistic level, it's the month of miracles. What does that mean? It means any miracle that's going to happen to you from this month of Kislev until the the month of Scorpio next year. All 12 months, or 13 if it's a leap year, all miracles are put into your life in the potential manner during this month of Kislev. And what do you have to do to earn those miracles? Wait a second. Did I say earn those miracles? How can it be a miracle if you have to earn it? It is a miracle. Taking a breath is a miracle. It's an amazing, unnatural event. Wait a second. Even animals and plants breathe. So, of course, we take a breath. But if you truly understand the way of materiality, the way of chaos, being able to take a breath is an absolute miracle. But do we earn that breath? The answer is yes, we do. We have to earn it by changing ourselves, by going out of our comfort zones. And we will begin to understand this as we look at the month of Kislev. The name of the month, Kaf Samach Lamed Vav. The sound of the first two letters, Kis, it's cognate to the word Kisei, a throne. But without the Aleph on the end, a Kis means a seat. And the word Lev, but it's not spelled Lamed Bet, it's spelled Lamed Vav. But those sound alike. So it can be translated as the seat for a heart. Kislev is the month that the Mishkan was completed. It's also the month that it was set up for the first time, according to the Midrash Bamidbar. Those two events, the completion of the Mishkan, the completion of the third temple, is represented by the completion of the Mishkan. Both are miracles. But the third temple that will come down from heaven, I'm sure you can understand that that is a definite miracle. But we set it up for the first time. What does that mean? It means for the first time we had the tools that would draw us closer to Hashem. This is the energy of the month of Kislev, the energy of the arrow. The attribute during the month of Kislev is sleep, Shina. Shina is the Hebrew word for sleep, but it also means to transform. While we sleep, we often transform our consciousness. How many times when you go to sleep anxious, concerned, and upset, and in the morning, those feelings are gone? That's the transformation. That's the purpose of sleep, or one of the purposes. The general overall purpose of sleep is to regenerate your soul, to bring it back into balance. And that's a miracle. In ancient times, sleep also meant dream journeys. Most of the dreams of the Torah appear in the Parashiyot that are read during Kislev. the dreams of Joseph and the dreams of Pharaoh. Sometimes, in some years, this also applies to Jacob's ladder, that dream. I think it was last week in the email I was explaining briefly how astrologically we went through an epoch, a period of time. At the time of the redemption, the epoch was changing from the epoch of the bull of Taurus to from the epoch of the ram and the ascendance of Egypt to the epoch of the fishes of Pisces. And we're now in the age of Aquarius. That's the epoch of Aquarius. The tribal connections are different. In the ancient times and the modern times. And we are presently undergoing changes in those tribal connections as well, which it's not clear yet. So I'm not kind of revealing what they are, because I truly don't know. I have some intuition, but I'm not certain of the intuition as of yet. But the month of Kislev was always historically connected to the tribe of God, Gimel Dalet. The meaning of God is fortunate, lucky, miraculous. There's that word again. This is why the holiday of Hanukkah manifested in the month of Kislev. Yet it is only hinted to in the Torah, but not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. On Shabbat Hanukkah, we always read the parasha, I believe it's Vayishlach. No. It's not that. It's Miketz. We always read the parasha of Miketz. And every week we have a code words from the sages. But in the week of Miketz, we have both code words and we have a count of the letters in the parasha. It tells us there's 2,025 letters in the parasha. Why does it have to tell us that? Why is it such a unique parasha? Because it is connected to the miracle of Hanukkah, the Or Ganuz, the hidden light, as we will explain as we prepare for Hanukkah. The modern tribal connection is the tribe of Naphtali, and we'll discuss that below. The totem is the Lavi, the lioness. If you translate the word Lavi, Lamed Bet Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph translates as an island. Lamed Bet is the heart. Another translation is the female lion is power in action. This animal relates to being the provider for her family, as well as demonstrating her desire to care for her family. Her family is called the pride. She cares for her pride in many ways. These letters can also be translated as, my heart needs to be unified. Another, heart is an island. The tribal stone that connects to the month of Kislev, the amethyst, the achlama. The amethyst was situated in the third row of stones on the breastplate of the high priest. It is also known to provide protection during battle. This protection was used in physical battle, but it is also a protection in the spiritual battles and in the internal battles we wage within ourselves. The Hebrew letters can be translated as Lama Ach, or what, brother? Also concealed in this word is the Hebrew word for dream, Chalom. You begin to see how the energies all connect. And this is also part of the miracle of the month of Kislev. The herb that is included in the Ketoret, the Kusht, the Koshet, the translation of this Hebrew word is correct. The teaching of the Torah, before you correct someone, correct yourself. This herb is the component of the incense that drives the smoke straight up. This is the nature of the Kislev soul, to be searching for truth and correctness. Permutate Kosht, and you will come to realize that the attribute is silence. Check it. Shin Kuf Tet. And that needs to be exercised prior to speaking. These are the corrections. Some of the corrections, but the most important corrections for people under the influence of the sign of Sagittarius, as we will understand. Silence. Contemplate where you need to correct yourself before you speak about someone else correcting themselves. The tool, the positive aspect of the Sagittarius, is they throw arrows, and their arrows always pierce, always hit the mark. There's just one problem. The person getting hit by the arrow may not be ready to grow in that direction. It's the truth. But is the person ready to hear the truth? And this is the silence that the Sagittarius requires. Should I send this arrow forth? Am I speaking these words for them or for me? A question that everyone needs to ask. Everyone needs to realize when you speak words of truth, the truth is meant for your ears, sometimes even more than the ears of the person you're speaking to. The pathway connected to the month of Kislev and the tribes, the Beit Haranchim. This is a moon, a month of many paths to follow, all leading to the correct state of truth. Many people operate on the worldview that truth, there's only one truth. And so therefore, if this is true, whatever I'm saying to you, you must be wrong. God forbid. The month of Keshet, the month of Sagittarius, the month of Kislev, allows us to realize that there are many truths, and what is right for me may not be right for the other person. So what they're doing is not wrong, it's just not right for me. And that is a truth that we can utilize in our spiritual growth. The zodiac sign is Keshet, which means a bow or a rainbow. Some think it's the archer itself. The tribal flag has the color gray in the background with an image of a fortress, Afor. The gray color comes from Kislev, being a month that has the shortest amount of sun time, daylight time, in all of the 12 months. The fortress is a defense, it's a home. The fortress is also an image of strength, of impregnability. And this creates the stubbornness of the Sagittarius. The tribal direction is Negev, the south. The south is cleansing. The south is light. The direction of south is chesed, love. When the Sagittarius throws an arrow based on love, the person will never be hurt by that arrow, but will utilize the truth in that arrow to help themselves change. The name of this month is Kislev. What is its essence? Kislev can be translated as like his basket. Since the letters Samach Laban spell the word in Hebrew for basket, the vav at the end of the word translates as the possessive pronoun his, and the kaf is the beginning of the word translated as like his basket. Now put that from a metaphor, or concentrate on the metaphor, like his basket. Who is the his? It's Hashem. What is the basket? The basket of miracles. The month is that basket of miracles, if we would just be open to receive them. Another potential translation for Kislev is Kisei 36, which alludes to the throne of the Tzaddikim. It also relates to the cup of 36, and this hints to the vessel that becomes a channel for miracles. The essence of Kislev is miracles. As we learn from the above meanings of the name Kislev, it is not just the manifestation of miracles. Throughout the year, we learn how to store this energy when we learn to exalt the Creator. The purpose of praising the Creator, He doesn't need our praises. He knows what He is, who He is. He doesn't need us to praise Him. So why do we praise Him? Most of the Psalms are praises. The word hallelujah, Praise Yah, praise God. Why do we praise? Because it's a key to open up that cup of miracles. The energy this month will help us pave the way to the merit for receiving the miracles waiting for us to manifest in our lives. This is a month where sleep transforms. This is a month where meditation and contemplation helps us to transform. And as we transform, all that chaos that the old me created can't find the old me because they don't exist anymore. Because I'm the new me. The new me is cleansed. The new me is ready for the miracle to happen. The new me is now me. There's no more old me and new me. There's just me, which is, in terms of our understanding, the new me, not the old me. In order to understand and assist us during the month of Kislev, we need to understand what is a miracle. The Hebrew word is nes. Normally we translate it as miracle. It's nun samach. It has the meaning of running away. We're running away from the physical world. We're running away from the old me. We're running away from the comfort zone. And when we run away, quid pro quo, Hashem lets us into his basket of miracles. In order to bring a miracle into manifestation in our lives, we need to run away from our desire to receive for oneself alone. The spiritual system that we study in the Zohar, what we learn about the spiritual system is that it has a natural order or laws itself. They're not exactly the same as in our physical world. Our physical world is a branch. The spiritual world is the seed or the root. But understanding this idea that there is a natural order to spiritual laws, we can learn how they work, why they work, and what we can do in the physical world by going out of our comfort zones to manifest the miracles in our lives. In our world, we have nature. Nature is judgment. Nature is natural order, natural laws. Miracles follow natural laws also, but they're not the laws of our world. To our world, they seem miraculous. To our world, they're not following the nature, but they're following the nature of the miracle world. When you go out of your comfort zone a little bit, you put a toe in the water, so to speak, then the miracle you receive is a little miracle. When you go greatly out of your comfort zone, you truly change and do things that you could never do before, that are difficult for you to do. Going out of that comfort zone to that large degree creates great miracles. natural laws. Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. It's hard for us to know what is a big miracle or a big going out of the comfort zone and what is a little going out of the comfort zone. Because we don't really know how difficult actions are. This is the ninth month, the month of Tet, in the Hebrew calendar, or the letter Tet. What is the relationship between Kislev as the ninth month and the letter Tet? It's not created by the Tet, although Samach Gimel, which we will understand shortly, if we take the small gematria of the two letters, adds to nine, the letter Tet. The nature of the letter Tet is a dual nature. When we count down from the top, then Kislev is the month of Yesod, creativity. Yesod is connected to sexuality. Sex is part of creativity. When coming up from the bottom, Kislev is connected to Chachmah, which is wisdom. There is much to learn from this duality of wisdom and Yesod, Chachmah and Yesod. How do you unify wisdom and creativity? A miracle is that unity. We have the permutation for the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. In the month of Kislev, tonight and tomorrow, we will use Vav-Yud-Heh-Heh. The sign of Sagittarius, the archer, the rainbow, the bow, has the essence of encouragement, of sustenance, assistance. The letter Gimel created the planet Jupiter, the only planet that continually grows and expands in all of the nine planets. Jupiter is constantly growing larger. This is the nature of what Hashem wants from us, to grow larger, to change our desire to receive from little things to larger things, but always for sharing purposes. Samach and Gimel together spell the word Sag, which translates in Hebrew as to retreat or to be fenced in, and that's the picture of the fortress on the flag. The energy of a miracle allows us to overcome this natural cautious nature of mankind. This is the nature of the Sagittarius, to be a risk taker, to go against the natural comfort zone of, I'm okay, I don't need to do things like that. The negative side of the Sagittarius is to become an adrenaline junkie, to just take the risk because it gives you a high. It's exhilarating. Well, so what's the positive side of risk-taking? The positive side is to utilize the risk, the adrenaline that comes from the risk, in a balanced way, to use it as a tool to help people, not to accumulate for yourself alone. There is one holiday in Kislev, but it's upside down, which means it's right side up. The sages have constantly told us we live in an upside down world. The spiritual world isn't the same way. Those who are important in this world are the lower levels in the spiritual world. Those who are the weakest, those who are the least important in this world, they are the most important in the spiritual world. This upside down world is why Hanukkah is at the end of Kislev and also crosses over into the month of Tevet. Because Hanukkah is the month that is right side up, that is consistent with the spiritual worlds. We're not going to discuss the holiday of Hanukkah right now. We will be spending 3 Sunday mornings preparing for the month of Hanukkah. We will just say one thing. Remember back in the Tishrei holidays where we said on Yom Kippur it is sealed, and the letter is written and given to the angels, but they cannot open it until Hoshana Rabbah. But for some who will be going out of their nature during Kislev, the month of Hanukkah is that final opportunity to transform those negative judgments that are in that letter based on what will motivate our greatest changes. We transform them from pain and chaos to a gentle, simple transition. How do we do that? By participating in the Rosh Chodesh events as we are, by studying, by learning, by contemplating what about our nature needs to change. Practical tools to adopt during the month of Kislev. Number one, our dreams are most important to us during Kislev, and they need to be interpreted. If you don't know how to interpret dreams, call us. Give us the opportunity to help you understand your dreams. Dreams close to sunrise are dreams that are based on your body fears. They're not prophetic dreams. Dreams that are close to midnight are prophetic dreams. And it's very important to have them interpreted. Whether you do the interpretation, which is the best method, or you have asked other people, but don't ask someone who does not love you. Because the way they express the dream interpretation is the way it will manifest. Your dream should not be shared with people willy-nilly, everybody around you. Only with people who love you, who understand that what they interpret will impact your life. That dream will manifest the way it's interpreted. Know this and utilize this for your own benefit. It is a good month to pray for the healing of the sick, because miracles apply to the sick as well as the healthy. If someone is sick and they don't fall to the desire to receive for oneself alone by closing in on themselves, I'm in pain, I'm in discomfort, oh, why did this happen to me? These kinds of thoughts, you're not going out of your comfort zone. That's the human being. You didn't come to this world to be a human being. You came to this world as a human being to grow to be divine, to get closer to Hashem. Pray during the month of Kislev. Pray often and pray more than normal. Go out of your comfort zone to pray. Oh, I have my business. Take that time to pray. To ask Hashem for assistance in going out of your comfort zone. It's a lot easier with the help of Hashem than to try and do it yourself. During the month of Kislev, you will have the opportunity to see outside of your comfort zone. And more importantly, you will be able to choose to go outside of your comfort zone. You will actually be given opportunities to transform your comfort zone so that your life movie will become less chaotic. Hopefully, you'll choose to go out of your comfort zone. If you see where your comfort zone is the first step. The 72 names of God and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim start with name number 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, and 59. These six names manifest are tools to utilize during the month of Kislev. Kislev serves as a happy time that separates the difficult months of Cheshvan from the more difficult month of Tevet. Just like the year of the Paz, 5776, separated from the year 5775 that was difficult, from the more difficult year, last year of 5777. The month of Kislev is that pause to contemplate, to become aware, to see the true reality, not just the illusion. The throne Kisei, Kislev, the throne of 36, is referring to the 36 Tzaddikim. It's the throne for the Tzaddikim, but there are two types of Tzaddikim. 36 that are concealed and 36 that are revealed. We have very few, if any at all, Tzaddikim in our world today who are revealed. We don't know who they are or where they are, but they're there. We can connect to them through the efforts of going out of our comfort zone. So now it is time to make the connection of the Anabakoach. So I hope you will join us. But before we start the Anabakoach, are there any questions?
I have a question. Hello, this is Deanna.
Go ahead, Deanna.
You said dreams close to sunrise. What is it about them? I didn't hear what that was.
They're related to the body consciousness, to the body fears.
Okay, body fears.
We have a soul and we have a body. The soul is the desire to receive in order to share. The body is the desire to receive for oneself alone. Our fears of what's going to be happening in the future comes from the body consciousness, from the desire to receive for oneself alone. The body's nature is to stay in the comfort zone. The body's nature is to be afraid. The body's nature is to not want to grow, staying comfortable. The body is what we are in this world to control. The reason Hashem puts the soul in the body is so that the soul will learn to control the body. So when you have
good.
A dream that has these horrible things happening, that we don't know how to interpret them, and then we wake up right just before the alarm goes off, just know that the dream's coming from your body fears and doesn't need to be interpreted. It just needs to be forgotten.
Okay, good. And then just one more thing. I was writing notes, but I missed something. You talked about the purpose of sleep. You named like three or four things. One is to go back in balance, but what were the other ones?
To energize the soul. To bring it back into balance by being reinvigorated.
Okay.
I didn't say this, but it's, if you look at the word for sleep, Shina, it's really the word for year with the letter Yud, which represents Hashem. So when the word Shina, the word sleep, is really talking about activating time. And time, as we know in Kabbalah, is the distance between cause and effect. When we activate time, we're activating the energy of chesed, of loving kindness, in our life. And that's what sleep helps us do, by reinvigorating us, by giving us the strength to go on. Because that day yesterday was really kind of horrible, God forbid. But after a good night's sleep, we're ready to face the world and go on the war path again to defeat Satan and the system. And I'm not sure what else I said, but it'll be on the recording. And
okay,
that
that was good.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, that was very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Please join us in saying the Anabakoach. And remember, we have already started the L'shem Yichud. Anabakoach. Tatir Serura Aleph et Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi. These six letters have the gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavati Nam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra, which means to tear up, and Satan, which is the name of the force that gives us free will. It's the name of the negative system, whose purpose is to test us, to give us free will, to get us out of our comfort zone, to motivate change. Those same six letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, which means small gates. And we know that we have to guard our gates, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, because these are the entry points for the negative system. The letters of the month of Kislev, the Samech, that created the constellation Keshet, Sagittarius, the rainbow, the bow, the archer, and the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet of expansion, the planet of truth, the planet of justice. What is justice? It's judgment connected to mercy. This is the nature of truth. My truth may not be your truth, but both of our truths are true. If my truth will prevail, if my truth will inform other people, and they will consider my truth, and based on their willingness to grow and change, say that my truth is valid for them, there's no conflict in that. There's just growth. And if their truth becomes valid for me, I've become a changed person. Both truths are correct for different people. Both truths are true at different times in our own path. Now we are going to dance and sing and bring joy into the month. The more you invest in that dancing and singing and joyfulness, the more you come out of your comfort zone. The sun leaves earlier in the day. The energy of the month seems to be, for some people, a depressing, difficult, dark period. But it's not. The more you go out of your comfort zone by investing in joy during this month of Kislev, the more that you will see miracles in your life. Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Are you happy? Yo, ah, hey, hey. 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 I just double checked. It's why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Should I be sad with this mistake? Yo, why, yo, hey, hey. No sadness in Kislev. Why, yo, hey, hey. 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 Dance around the room. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Wave your arms around. Why, yo, hey, hey. Move those legs. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Watch your children dance. Dance like them. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Make a mistake, be happy. Do the right thing, be happy. Why, yo, hey, hey. 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 Feel the light of the Lorganus. Feel the light that's hidden from us. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Know the story of Chana and her seven sons. Why, yo, hey, hey. 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 Samech Gimel, Somef Galim, Somef Galim, support the poor, support the poor. Why, yo, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why, yo, hey, hey. Why. Yo. Why, yo, hey, hey, 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 why, yo, hey, hey. Na gibor dorshe chudcha kevavat shamren. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters, nun gimel dalet, has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, meaning sustenance, meaning parnasah, meaning the fulfillment of all your desires. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take our body parts that need healing or our soul parts that need healing back to their stem cell state, to their root, and cleanse them and heal them and rejuvenate them. And then bring them back into the soul and back into the body, where they will again do their work, their spiritual work, as they are supposed to, as they are meant to do, perfectly. Barhem takarem rakame sitkatha tamid gamlem. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal victory over the negative system, eternal victory over death, eternal victory over my desire to receive for oneself alone. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha. Het kufbet tet nunayim. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of praise, thankfulness, appreciation. Remember, prayer, praising of Hashem is important to do during the month of Kislev. Yachid geye lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod. Yesod. It has the word within it, sod. Sod meaning secret. Yesod is spelled yud at the beginning and secret. Yesod means an active secret. Yesod means creativity, sexuality. In the body, it represents the bones. It represents the spine especially. It represents creation. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea ta'alumo shinkufav tzadiyutav. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, is 400 in Gematria. That's the four worlds times 10 Sefirot within 10 Sefirot. 400 represents completion. It represents ultimately perfection. The last four letters have the same Gematria as the first verse, 506. It connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this to inject unconditional love in every step, step by step, in our process of growth, as we strive for completion, as we strive for perfection. And if we inject unconditional love in every step, we will reach it today. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai, why, oh, hey, hey. Adonai, why, oh, hey, hey. El Rachum v'chanun, erch apayim, v'rav chesed v'emet, nose chesed la'alafim, nose aron wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. The year 5778, which has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses from the Tanakh with this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchal vayavo. Amelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech, tavona, tamarachoti, udlabev le'ene, shetei levivot, second verse that has this energy is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. And this verse has concealed within it the spelling of the name Tafshin Ayin Chet, 5778. Chatati. The year 5777, the year of the goat. There are also two verses in that year that connect to the energy of the goat. The first one that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor, o yevai finami. When we take the first letters of these words, we create Satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, translation, a sea of tenants. And the second verse that we study, it connects to the year of the goats, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the spirit. spelling of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters of this year's name are separated by 7 letters each. Kim ba Adonai Y-O-H-E-H-E-H. Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, the year of the pause, also has 2 verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat ilo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayehaskum achechem halvim. Ad kilotam lacha fiyad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-livim yishrei leval lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai yo hey wa hey la la hey wa 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 yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka a reka ha. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bitru ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adeyad Kibia Yohei Adonai Wahei Tzur Olam. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are 3 verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we read is Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Second, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru mikol ha-machavoyam asher yitchabesham v'shavtem elai el nachon behalachti itchem v'chaya im yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti. O tov b'chol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. K'kelo la'netzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The verse from the year 5774, there's only one verse that connects to the energy of peace in the Middle East. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. V'samti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tach tavilo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla l'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We've been connecting to these names through saying the letters with their root vowels. But this is the month of silence, the month of contemplation. So we will just scan this chart. Please scan with me, row one. Row two. Row three. Row four. Row five. Row six. Row seven. Row eight. Row nine. Name number 13, 14, and 30 connect to the energy of this year, 5778. Names number 54 to 59 connect to the energy of the month of Kislev. Now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, please scan with me. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7, row 8, row 9, name number 30 connects to the year 5778, it's the same letters, the same name, the same location in both charts. Names number 54 to 59 connect to the month of Kislev. The Tzaddikim who left this evening and tomorrow, the Rosh Chodesh Kislev. There's only one Rosh Chodesh this year for Kislev, one day. And it started tonight and will continue all day tomorrow. Rabbi Yitzhak Lampronti, Rabbi Ephraim Alankava, Rabbi Trivash, Rabbi Shalom Shachna ben Rabbi Yosef of Lublin, Rabbi Yosef Shmuel of Krakow, Rabbi Moshe Chalifetz, Rabbi Abraham Eiger of Posen, Rabbi Chaim Nosen Dembitzer, Rabbi Moshe Hager of Radovitz, Rabbi Yitzhak Levitan, Rabbi Naftali Chertz, Presmer, Rabbi Yisrael Unger of Zadna, Rabbi Tzadok Shane Garten, Rabbi Yoka Yaakov Kasserer, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper, but I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Kodesh Tov to all. Does anyone have any questions? Classes this coming week. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, Rosh Chodesh, at 10:30 West Coast time, we will continue our teachings of the goodness of the land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock, our class will be continuing our teachings of advanced reincarnation. This week has the holiday of Thanksgiving, the secular holiday. We say thank you every day. But it's always fun to be with family. It's always good to have a special day of Thanksgiving. So there will not be classes on Thursday. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. I believe we're starting section 16 of the Parashat Noach. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a connection to the essays of Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, normally we have questions and answers. I'm just not sure what my schedule will be Wednesday night because of the family coming in to see me. So please call into the conference call. But if I do not arrive, please understand. Thursday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, Thursday is Thanksgiving, and there will not be any classes. Next Shabbat, we will have a Havdalah at 6 p.m. and a Zohar class at 7 p.m. I hope you'll join us for one or both of those classes. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. I wish you all a Rosh Chodesh Tov and Kislev, a good month. A month of miracles that you create for yourself. Shalom to all.
Shalom, Hanok. Many blessings
Thank
for you.
You
and love too.
Amen. Thank you very much. Shalom, Hanok.
Shalom. Good night.
Good night.